Hello.
How's it going? You've had a busy year so far.
Yeah, it's been pretty busy. Yeah. I'm in London at the moment. We're just finishing Conor McPherson's play, The Weir, finishing up this week. And that's been a tremendous experience.
Yeah. The brilliant cast in that. We had the fabulous Brian Cox the show not so long ago. And he's obviously in it, Dermot Kerwin. There's a real good bunch involved.
Oh, it's a brilliant cast. I mean, it just couldn't be better. We've also got Peter MacDonald, who many people know from lots of things, but most recently Moon Boy, which is great. And Richard Cooper, people know from Every Match, amongst other things. So yeah, it's been great, and the play itself is really fantastic. I mean, it's been described by many a reviewer as a contemporary classic, and I think when it was cast, everyone who was asked to do it said yes immediately. You know, I think that's how, you know, the regard in which Conor McPherson is held.
Yeah,
but it's been really great. Yeah,
it sounds like it'll be difficult enough when that, you know, wraps up, because it's been a couple of months now of just working on that.
Yeah, but you know, like for me, it's a time out from the day job, you know, which is stand up, and you know, obviously that can be all consuming. So it's really great to do something like this for a few months, where you're working with a good bunch of people and it's very sociable, you know, and you're rooted in the same place for a little while, and you know you get to meet lots of people. I just go back to stand up now, and do various festivals during the summer, and then I'll be doing a pretty massive tour in the autumn, mostly in the UK, but a little bit in Ireland as well.
Mm. How are you managing it? So if you're working in the play, and I presume your schedule is pretty intense, then are you getting to kind of travel over home or over and back?
I try to get home. I mean, the way it works here is I try to get home on a Sunday, basically. That's our day off. The work is to the bone here. So I get home on a Sunday and catch up with everything there, and back on a Monday. And then, you know, during the holidays, the family come over, at Easter and that. So that works out grand, you know. It's not every year that things like this happen. So, they're quite excited about it as well, you know, seeing the play and stuff.
Because before the play kicked off, you were in the States, you were doing a tour there. So
yeah,
it's just been all go. Are you, when this finishes up, before you kind of kick off, obviously you mentioned there, you know, it's festival time, you'll be doing different festivals, but then your next stand-up show won't be kicking off till the autumn. Will you have time then to chill out and actually take a bit of time out?
Yeah. I mean, this Monday now I'm off for a good, decent holiday with family. So, I mean, you know, like I'm a reasonably sensible man.
I'm going on a holiday, and don't ask me where.
Well, the thing with the stand-up is, the stand-up is, when I say it's all-consuming, I mean, you know, it's enjoyable as well, and it's what I'd be doing anyway, is like trying to think of funny stuff. So while it can be quite hard work, I mean, it's woven into the day, you know, and hopefully I'm not too annoying around the house, but it's like, you know, you'd be just discussing what you'd be discussing anyway, and just trying to put a funny slant on it, you know what I mean?
And is the material sorted now? Have you it boxed off?
Coming together. Yeah. The hardest part is talking and holding in the stomach at the same time. That's what I've found lately. But it's all coming together now, you know, like because I've been working on this show pretty much for 3 years, so.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's in reasonably good shape, and I had a good trotted it out in the States there back in February, March, and it seems to be in good shape anyway.
As you said, we're going to see you here in October in loads of dates in England as well. But in terms of festivals, where can we see you during the summer?
There's a very good festival in Galway at the end of July, Galway Comedy Festival. I'll be there in the Roisin Dubh, and also the Comedy Carnival in Dublin, the Ivy Gardens, which is a really stunning festival. Possibly become the preeminent comedy festival in the Northern Hemisphere.
I would
go as far as to say that's great. Yeah. So I'll be making a fleeting appearance there as well. And a few other little bits and pieces around Ireland, but most of the stuff is in the UK now. In the Edinburgh Festival in August for a week, and then on the road after that. And you know, I'm doing Vicar Street and doing a few dates in Northern Ireland as well, and Derry and Belfast and Armagh.
What can you tell us about it, though? Or can you tell us anything?
Well, I mean, it's sort of like I think with any stand-up show, like, it's an evolution of the last show. It's where you're at in your life. You know, I mean, the first job, of course, is to try and be funny and say funny stuff. But there's kind of like, I suppose one of the questions that keeps coming up is like, people often ask me, like, why do you do it? You know, because I'm a fairly quiet person off the stage. And, you know, you become this, I suppose, larger than life sort of monstrosity on the stage. And people kind of wonder, how do you make that transition? And I suppose, a lot, you know, I just find like sort of themes emerge. You know, you don't sit down consciously to write about something in particular, but you know, there is a kind of a theme, I suppose, because, you know, there are themes to your life at any one point. And I think I'm trying to answer that question is, why do I do comedy? You know, why does, you know, well, I would consider to be a reasonably well-adjusted person, you know, from a very normal heads-down sort of a background, you know. People weren't encouraged to sort of show off or anything where I come from.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to kind of, I suppose I'm trying to answer that question in a way. But, you know, like the stuff, it touches on everything, you know, politics, the economy, relationships, all the kind of general concerns, you know. And I find that, like, it seems to me that, you know, people really feel that they have no control over their lives anymore, you know, with the way things have gone on, like, not just in terms of the economy and everything else and austerity and, you know, but you also, like, natural disasters and stuff. Mm. And I think, like, stand-up is about being in control. So, you know, like, no one really pays any attention to protests anymore. In fact, around the world, you see protests being crushed rather brutally. And, you know, people just feel that they've just no control and no say. And I think with stand-up is you get to ridicule all that. You get to have a, you know, you get to shape it all. You get to, you know, really, you know, you can, I mean, it's all jokes at the end of the day. So I'm not making extraordinary claims for it here. But, you know, you get to
throw in. Do you find it empowering, like?
Exactly. That's the expression I was looking for. You know, it is. You're in control for that hour, and you can say what you want. You can have a good old gripe.
Yeah.
And I think stand up is great. You know, and you know, I think stand up comedians are pretty much doing what everyone else does all day, except you're putting a little bit of structure onto it. You know.
Right. Yeah. I don't know about that now, but look, we'll go with it. We'll go with it if we can all be stand up comedians then. Come here. Looking forward to hearing the new material, and enjoy your downtime now when the play finishes up. When so only a couple of days to go, is it?
Only a few days to go, yeah.
Okay.
It'll be sad to say goodbye. I mean, you know, they want to, like, the producers want to go on with it and everything else, but it's very hard to keep a cast together, particularly a cast of that caliber, you know.
Of course.
It's, like, Brian Cox, we're going off to do a Western now during the summer.
Brilliant.
But it was great to have him for the few months. You know, he really is an extraordinary man of stature in the theatre,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, absolutely. God, did you get to hang out then together, obviously, off the stage then a lot of the time?
Yeah, you know what happens with theatre, like, and again, this is very much opposed to as opposed to stand up. Like, you form these intense relationships, and you have to, like, to make the thing work. You know, the rehearsal room is an intense hothouse, and you become very, very close. Like, it becomes a sort of a surrogate family. So you know, and there will be lots of tensions in there as well. Don't get me wrong; it's not all roses, but you know, and particularly when the show becomes a bit of a success, as ours did. Like, it's a great feeling, you know. And you know, the relationships, while they're very intense, you know, possibly quite short lived. You know, I may not never run into Brian again. You know, that kind of way.
Yeah,
but, it's for while it lasts, it's great.
It's the nature of the work. Yeah. Okay. Well, look, thank you so much for joining us. Great talking to you again. And we'll be looking forward to catching you at different festivals around the country during the summer, and of course. Then those dates in October, you're in Armagh on the 3rd of October, then you're in Dublin the day after, Belfast and Derry. Ardlo Hanlon, thanks a million.
Thanks, Sheila.